All right, let's do the helpline here.
No intro? Are you just trying to channel Dylan?
Was it brought to you by anybody?
I thought he already did that.
520.
Did you?
Help.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
he
didn't.
Hardline helpline.
Am I drunk?
What is Ham doing?
Ham is giving an homage to yesterday, I think.
Oh, okay.
Do not do that.
Because he already played that.
And your bits for nobody.
It's not necessary.
Do not return to great celebrations and parades and then suddenly
start.
Well,
he's happy with himself right now, too. Look at him.
We already think you're good. Who are the sponsors?
The Good Feet Store.
By the way, DJ tells us that the well is dry. That the last 2 days we have received zero helpline calls. So either no one needs help or we haven't screwed anything up that we need to be chewed out for.
Yeah.
Or people are just lazy. So 214.
Well, that's not a good way to get people to call.
214-520-HELP. 214-520-4357. Program it into your phone so it's at the ready anytime you need to yell at us.
All right, well, we had a long talk on what should be the featured helpline about 30 minutes ago, and I totally forgot what it was. So, DJ, what are we doing here?
This was from last Friday, whenever Team USA was taking on Australia.
Yes, sir.
And a gentleman was at the airport, and he had a moment happen when the national anthem started playing.
Okay.
And he wants a ruling.
Yeah.
Hey, Hardline, I need your help. I'm at the airport right now at Dallas Love Field, and I'm watching the Australia-United States soccer match game, and they're playing the national anthem, and I'm wearing a hat. And am I supposed to take my hat off if I'm inside watching a television of the national anthem? The gentleman next to me took his hat off. I did not. Am I less patriotic than this person? I need your help. Thanks, Queef.
This is a great one. Because
I would say if you are by yourself, then no, you don't need to take your hat off. But if you are in a public place, you are opening yourself to criticism by not taking your hat off.
So last week we were at Sidecar in Addison, Sidecar Social in Addison, for the Australia match. And they play the anthem. And people at their tables, some start rising. Now, we're on stage. We're on the air. But we can see the players are standing up doing the anthem. And now we see people in the building standing up. And I thought to myself, yeah, I mean, I do love America. I know I'm on the air. And I know it's just a TV screen. And it all feels performative. But maybe that's what the anthem is. Like, you don't have to stand to prove you love this country. So maybe performative is not a negative connotation. Maybe that's like the whole point of it. And, you know, the hat removal. Yes, if you're in an arena, you should take your hat off. But when you're watching TV and on your couch, do you need to stand and take your hat off?
No,
I don't think so.
But if you're at a restaurant and one other table stands up,
I still don't think that's their choice. I think you have a choice if you're in a setting like that. At the game, you're right. You fall in line. But if you're just watching television,
what about if you're in the concourse in line for nachos? Do you have to turn towards the TV or where the flag would be if you were standing in your seat?
Yeah, I don't think I would. And I don't think I'd...
Like you're just standing there waiting in line
any
with
pressure.
Your hand over your heart or your hat over your heart?
I wouldn't feel bullied or pressured if someone else did it and I didn't.
What if there's like five veterans standing right behind you in line, though?
Thank you for your service, man. Can I get jalapenos with that?
That's it?
What do you want me to do?
Offer them a fry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, play the trombone. I'll get you some cash.
Here's some Jodeci.
I did that right.
God.
No, I don't know. I don't know the protocols, but I do know it's uncomfortable sitting when someone else stands, so I usually join them.
So you're peer pressure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The people that do stand and remove their hats, they are scanning the room to side-eye anyone who is not capitulating.
Okay, that doesn't bother me. I don't care about that.
But it does bother me, and so I'm like, yeah, okay, here we go. And I don't know why, because I know inside, what are we doing? Why'd you guys have to stand over there? We're watching it on TV. This is not real.
Because if they want to do that in their homes and stand up, that's, hey, I'm all for it.
No, that's,
I'm all for it at restaurants. Do what you have to do, but don't side-eye me. If I don't.
What if you are at the airport and the anthem comes on and you put your hat on backwards and you kneel?
Okay. Or just fist up in the air.
See, when I...
Okay.
When I was more high tea, I would brood if somebody wouldn't take their hat off. I would, no, silently.
At the... Just anywhere? Or
if we'd be at a game. If we'd be at a Rangers game and...
Do you get upset at the ladies if they don't take? Because
no,
ladies
are not applicable.
Why?
I don't know. For some reason, in our gender equality, that does not apply. They can keep hats on.
Yeah,
somehow.
They probably have it like bobby pinned up there. Or they would mess their hair up if they took their.
Or
hat
if they got
off.
The ponytail through the back.
Ooh, yeah, good look.
It is a great look.
But I just
keep the hats on, ladies.
I feel as I've gotten older, I've gotten over the fact that like somebody's going to leave their hat on and. Yeah, it annoys me, but now I'm not brooding. I'm not actually feeling my blood pressure slightly rise.
That's
because
just,
it's not worth it.
I've seen people at bars stand up and take their hats off when they do "God Bless America" in the 70s.
Okay, now thank you. The allowing other songs into the Star Spangled
Banner.
Not
the national anthem.
Yes, I love God.
God bless
I love America.
USA.
God Bless America is not our national anthem. We do not have to have the exact same decorum rules.
Do you have to take your hat off for Lee Greenwood?
No. It's not the national anthem as badly as some want it to be.
With Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yeah, there we go. Here's All right.
Well, that's when
there's
I
our ender.
Take your can go off, Bob.
You all right, brother?
That's when I kneel.
I got my Kip Dynamite chain going over here.
Bob's undoing the bandana off the back of his head.